for over 50 years. I've dreamed of using gold and silver as money. Maybe it was my passion for pirates as a kid. You know, I wrote a sequel to Treasure Island when I was in the fifth grade. I wish I could find it. It's probably terrible writing, but I did write it. And that was when Nixon took us off the gold standard, in 1971. I've advocated for sound money as long as I can remember, including when I was a Pentagon consultant. I advocated for the Texas Bullion Depository when they set it up. And we've started this pirate money crusade that you hear about all the time. You know, pirate money, gold doubloons and silver pieces of eight. I started pursuing this, and one day I discovered an app for my iPhone that would allow me to use gold as money. I've been telling people this is the proof of concept. I downloaded it, I've done it for a few transactions, and then one day I saw my name and the efforts that we're doing here in Texas mentioned in a tweet, you know, before Elon changed Twitter's name to X. And it was this guy, Jason Cousins, the founder and CEO of Glint. Since then, we've communicated by phone, by email, over Zoom. And one day he came and visited us here in Liberty Hawk Ranch. And I've traveled with him to states to show how pirate money can work at the state level. I'm excited to bring him in today because he's joining us in the Economic War Room. Welcome, Jason.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me.
You know, you're a revolutionary in so many senses of the word. You've created something that I believe is more convenient than Bitcoin, has the stability of gold, it's useful, it's practical, it's powerful. Explain to us Glint and how it came to be.
Well, Glint is the first product in the world that enables gold as everyday money. So literally, you can just go anywhere where MasterCard's accepted and pay with your Glint MasterCard, and you can buy things. You can.
So this is gold right here.
Yeah.
It's a half a scudo. I tried to buy a cup of coffee with this, and the young man behind the counter is like, oh, I don't know what to do with that. But I took my Glint card in. And I handed it to him, and I said, will you take this? And he said, oh, it's a MasterCard, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
And I bought my coffee with gold. How did it work?
So, look, should I tell you a little bit about myself first to kind of give you a bit about the background?
Yeah, tell us how you got into
this. So I was a qualified architect, actually. So my training was all about designing systems and buildings and things like that. And I got involved in virtual reality the first time it was cool. And then my company, Visuality, we pivoted into developing e-commerce solutions for some of the top high street retailers in the UK and the manufacturers across Europe. And that was the world that I lived in, a digital product development, when the 2008 financial crisis happened. Now, you remember that, don't you?
I remember it well.
And I'm sat in front of the news watching the whole banking system starting to collapse. And we were hours away from the whole system ending. And for me, that was the first time that I realized that a bank is not a risk-free deposit of funds. That was the first time that I realized that your money depreciates in ways that are outside of your control. And I started thinking about there must be a way I can save my hard-earned money somewhere where it's not put at risk. And there must be a way, surely, in which I can have a form of money which does not depreciate over time. And I learned, of course, that gold had backed the US dollar until relatively recently, 1971, the year after my birth. And I thought, well, why can't we just enable gold and electronic payments again? And of course, I was in this world where I was trying to find better ways to do things, new ways to do things with the emerging digital ecosystem. So in my own delusional way, I decided that I'd set off to try and do that. And today, we have that. We have Glint. Glint is now live in the UK and here in the US. And as I said, it's the first product in the world to now enable gold as money.
It's not tokenized gold.
No.
It's not gold backing Bitcoin.
No.
Or cryptocurrency. It's actual gold.
Yeah, there's nothing that sits between you and your ownership of your gold. There is no token, there is no share in a fund like with an ETF. You have direct legal ownership of that gold. So, yeah.
And it's transactional.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. We brought a utility that money. I mean, what is money? I mean, that's a question a lot of people ask. But I think gold is the only form of money, and everything else is credit.
Yeah, well, money is a unit of account, a store of value, and means of exchange. That's how the Federal Reserve defines money.
Yeah.
And money, historically, biblically, constitutionally, has always been gold or gold and silver, or sometimes copper, but it's always gold and silver.
And what I love about gold is that it's immutable. It can't change. And with all the best intentions in the world, cryptocurrencies can be edited, altered by, and if enough miners, if enough people involved in that community decide to change it. We've already seen that within the fiat currency world, the development of central banking digital currencies, and I'm sure they all have the best intentions with them, but all of these things, if they can be changed, that is another word for that is corruption. They can be corrupted. Mm. Gold is created when two neutron stars collide. It cannot be changed. It's God's money, so to speak. And so that's why I think it's become trusted around the planet. That's why I think it's become, throughout time and geographically, it is the most trusted form of money we've ever had. And now, of course, you can use electronic payments.
You say it can be corrupted. This is the first continental. This is the first money in the United States. And it's basically worthless. It's a collectible item, piece of paper. This is a treasury certificate, silver certificate, but they outlawed it. And so, yeah, you can still buy them, you can still use them, but it's not backed by silver anymore. You can't go exchange it for silver. This is Zimbabwe's attempt at money, the paper on $100 trillion printed in 2008, and 9 million mark from Germany and so forth. Yeah, all of these have been corrupted. But this gold coin that I've got here, I just showed it to you, it's actually still gold.
Yeah.
And it was money in 1783 when it was minted. It's money. It can be used as money today.
Yeah. And the current monetary system is one of the biggest contributors, I think, to the growing wealth gap. And as we've seen, those people closest to the creation of money benefit disproportionately from everybody else. And that's because, of course, those people who get the money first are able to buy assets. Those assets start to appreciate in value. And by the time that money gets to the people who have less, then those assets become too expensive for them to buy. So the idea of housing goes out of control. They can't reach those types of things. And yet, Glint's vision is a world where everyone has an equal opportunity to prosper. It doesn't mean you necessarily will, but there should be a level playing field. Money should be a level playing field, and that's what we're offering with Glint.
Yeah, well, we'll need to take a break. When we come back, I want to give you a personal experience of gold with a client of mine and how difficult it was to deal with that gold, even though she bought it as a store of value and it kept its value. She still had struggles getting the value out of it, at least for her estate. And I'll walk through that, and then you can tell me how Glint would have solved that problem. So we'll take a break and then come back.
Sure.
We're talking with Jason Cousins, the CEO and the founder of Glint, which is a new way to buy and own gold. And actually, it's an old way. You're taking gold back to being transactional currency, a means to transact and do business in it. So tell us, we understand why you got it, because you want to have a good way to hold your money in the form of gold and convenient based coming out of the 2008 crash, and plus your knowledge of digital commerce and so forth. But what makes it different? Why is it unique?
Why is Glint unique?
Yeah.
Well, as I said, it's the first company in the world to enable it as money. I mean, literally, when I was flying over here to Dallas, I, at 35,000 feet in the air, I paid for my internet access with gold. I landed, and today I had a pizza, and I paid with gold. And it doesn't matter where in the world I am, I can pay with gold using my Glint app and my Glint MasterCard. I can even send gold to you, either as a gift or in lieu of a product or service outside of the banking system. So Glint is both independent of the existing incumbent financial system, because it's using gold and we can do peer-to-peer transfers with each other.
Right.
But it's also totally integrated with the existing financial system. So it gives immediate utility to the product. The very, very first customer of Glint, very, very first customer I know, used his gold to buy something on a motorway service station. You know, if we didn't have the integration with MasterCard, he would have walked in and said, "Do you take Glint?" And of course they would have said no, because he was the very first customer and there were no
right.
merchants in the world accepting peer-to-peer transfers.
Right.
But because of the integration and partnership with MasterCard, he was able to use gold anywhere in the world, and so can any of our clients wherever they are. anyone in the United States, you can buy gold, you can save it, you can send it, you can spend it. We've essentially enabled people to have their own personal gold standard.
Well, let's talk about that just for a second, because there is a Mark Dice video, and I don't know if you've seen it. Mark Dice is standing in front of a coin shop, and he's a comedian, and he's holding up a $20 bill and a 1 ounce gold coin. It's a real, genuine 1 ounce gold coin worth about $2,000 at any given time. And he offers to people, I'll give you one or the other, which do you want? Most people take the $20 bill. Even though there's a coin shop right behind him, they could immediately walk into the coin shop and I guarantee you get close to $2,000. They certainly could get $500, $1,000, $1,500 if the gold dealer, you know, wanted to take advantage of them, but at least $2,000. And yet they'll take the $20 bill. You know why? Because the person says, well, what would I do with the gold coin? I can't spend it. Is that true? Can you spend gold?
You certainly can now. And this is one of the most frustrating things that I've got. It is definitely one of the best kept secrets. And the amount of times I hear that story that you can't spend gold, I mean, it's very frustrating, but that's going to change this year, I think.
Well, two more thoughts on that. One of them is how to buy gold was the number one Google search term in April, I think. The Wall Street Journal wrote an article about it. How to buy gold.
As the cryptocurrency was crashing.
Yes. And so Bitcoin people were rushing in to find something to buy, and they wanted to buy gold. And the Wall Street Journal made the statement in there, Bitcoin and gold are very similar. Both are mined, and neither is wallet-friendly. I think that's the exact term they use. Neither is wallet-friendly. You can't buy a movie ticket with gold. Glenn, with that card, yep, you can go buy a movie ticket.
You can. Effectively, you can put you've got your own gold in your wallet with this card.
And the other thing about it is, not just on the spending side, but on the buying side. I have a client who passed away. And when we emptied her house and had an estate sale, we found in the safe 3 rolls of gold coins that she'd bought from a very well-known, reputable dealer. And we priced them out, and my guess was they were worth around $50,000. That, you know, based on the gold weight and the type of coin it was and so forth. So we tried to liquidate those easily. We went to various dealers. One offered us $42,000. I said, no, it's worth more. Then we got a $47,000 offer. We finally ended up selling them back to the original dealer with a certificate that came from the dealer. So they took them and said, yeah, we remember selling them to them. They understood, and they gave us close to $50,000, just as I expected. It took us 8 weeks.
Yeah.
The average person who wants to own gold, because they're worried about the dollar depreciating, they're worried about all the different things happening in the world, they can't afford to have their money tied up for 8 weeks. If the washing machine breaks down, or my wife and I, we just had a refrigerator breakdown. We had to go buy a new refrigerator at the Home Depot. You can't walk into the Home Depot with a gold coin and buy that refrigerator. It doesn't work.
No.
So buying it was difficult for my client. Spending it was difficult for us in her estate. But with Glint, I can buy almost instantly with very little markup. How does that work?
Well, you know, I think gold bullion dealers have a difficult task. They've got to manage lots of individual inventory. They've got to deal with when someone wants to buy the gold. They've got to deal with the individual units of those gold bars or coins. They've got to deal with the administration around sending it to the person. It's a time consuming. It's a human capital labor intensive sale, so to speak. There's also all the security around it and the gold going in and out. What we're doing with Glint is we're leveraging technology, the scalable power of and efficiencies that you get with technology to enable really efficient pricing for the customer. So with Glint, your gold doesn't move. It's in the vault. It's very secure. We're offering that security to people. It's not leveraged in any way. It's not like the banks. When you put your money in the bank, it ceases to be yours. It's lent out to somebody. They owe it back to you. At best, there's only 10% of that money in there. But with Glint, all of your gold, it's yours, it can't be changed, it can't be touched, and it's in the vault. The technology system allows the fractional buying and selling of this gold and the sending of the gold from one account to another and the spending of that gold through the MasterCard all automatically. So right now, at this second, there are transactions happening all over the world, and I have no idea and I don't need to be worried about it. The systems are running themselves, overseen, of course, by our team, but they don't have the same capital, labor-intensive capital that goes into with physical bars and coins, which I think everybody should have some, by the way. But that allows us to offer very, very low margins with the product. I think only 0.5% when you buy or sell. But if you spend on the card, it costs you nothing. So the round trip from buying to selling through the card when you spend is only 0.5%.
Which is amazing. I mean, if you go to a gold dealer, it doesn't matter if you paid 5 or 10%, if your intention is to hold it for 25 or 50 years. Yeah. If your intention is to spend it, that's a huge hit that you take up front. Glint solves that problem. It makes it possible to be transactional in gold and use gold as money, not as an investment, which is what most people are doing. All right, we're going to need to take another break. When we come back, though, I want you to demonstrate how easy it is to spend gold using your Glint app.
No problem.
We're talking with the founder of Glint. It's an app you can get on your iPhone or your Android. It's a means to actually buy gold very simply, the easiest I've ever bought it, and keep it if you want to, or spend it if you want to. Jason, would you walk us through what the process is to open a Glint app, buy gold, and then spend it?
Sure can. Yeah, it only takes a few minutes. First of all, what you have to do is search for Glint Pay under your favorite app store. So it could be the Google Play Store or the Apple iPhone App Store, if that's what you're using. And you download the app, which literally just takes seconds. Once you've done that, you open the Glint app and you have to register. So we need to know who you are for all kinds of reasons, a lot of them being around security. You know, during the history and time you have an account with us, we don't want anyone else to have access to your account, so we need to know you.
What kind of information do you take?
You need your name, your address, your date of birth, your social security number. These are all things we take very seriously around privacy. It's never shared with anybody else. It's locked in a safe, secure data room. It's encrypted.
But you have to give all those things if you open a bank account.
You do.
Or any kind of spending account.
You do.
A credit card, any kind of spending.
That's right. And I'd say, nearly 90% of most applicants are approved within seconds using our systems, machine learning, artificial intelligence, and its integration with various KYC, databases. 10% of you will have to supply some additional information. Maybe it's your driving license, or your utility bill or something like that.
Okay.
But once you're approved, you can fund your account. Let me just open the Glint app on my phone here. There's three different sections to the Glint. At the back, we have where your card information is. We have this middle tier, which is your wallets. In the US, you have a gold wallet and a USD wallet. In other countries, like in the UK, you also have the pounds wallet and euro wallet.
Right.
At the bottom here is like stories and information about gold and monetary policy, etc. But the thing we're most interested in really is your account. First of all, you'd want to order your card, because not everybody has a card. You don't have to have a card with Glint, but it's obviously the key selling point. So you would order the card.
But you can tap to pay with your phone, right?
Yes, you can do that too. Once that card arrives, you can activate it. If you forget your PIN, you forget your card. How many times have you lost your card? And actually, you think it's probably somewhere, but you just can't put your hands on it right now. Yeah. You can freeze that if I want to without actually canceling it. So my card there is just frozen. Once I found it in my pocket of my suit that I took off last night, I can defrost it. Now my card is available to be used. During that time, it was unable to be used. We've got the wallet, which this card can be linked to any of my currency accounts. So actually you can link it to your US dollar wallet if you want to and just spend your dollars. But I have mine here linked to my gold account.
So this is a debit card essentially.
Yes.
A debit card against gold or currency.
Yes.
Okay.
And there's no credit involved in the entire system. So if you don't have any dollars in there or you don't have any gold,
you can't spend it.
Get declined.
Yeah.
So how do we actually get some balances into this account? Well, the first thing you could do is transfer some dollars into your account. You can see here in my expense account here, I have $2,500 in my dollar wallet. And I've transferred that in one of two ways, either with a debit card transfer or credit card transfer, or I've done an ACH or wire transfer into my account.
Okay.
And that's easily done. If I go into here, I can go to fund. And in here, you can see the bank details that I need to do the transfer with. And I could also do a debit card transfer as well. At the same time, I could just go straight to buy gold. So let's try and do that here. If I go to buy gold, I can choose where, you know, how am I going to pay for this gold? Is it with a with my US dollars, for instance, or is it with a debit or credit card? I'm just going to use my US dollar wallet here.
Okay.
Money that I've already transferred into my account.
Right.
And I'm going to buy some gold. How much should we buy? I've got $2,500 there. My US dollar card. Let's just say $500.
How can you buy as little as $10?
Yeah, let's just do that. Let's just buy as little as $10.
Because that is very unique. You can't walk into a gold shop and say, here's a $10 bill, give me as much gold as I can get.
Let's do $1.
$1, okay.
$1 of gold, which is 0.0151 grams of gold. Now, it's saying here that the current rate, I'm getting the wholesale market rate for gold. Okay, so this is really the best rate we could possibly get. And the fee is normally 0.5%. It's showing there zero fees because I'm the founder and CEO of the company.
Okay, yeah.
All our staff get zero fees.
We're fee-free. But everybody else is half.
Yeah, 0.5%. By the way, I could have bought this gold, of course, as I said, with a bank transfer or with my debit or credit card, but I'm just pulling it from my US dollar account. So I review that, and I've got a few seconds to double check, what the rate is, what the fee is, and how much of gold I'm going to buy, and I just press confirm. Now, I actually have bought 0.015 grams of gold in the wallet. That is gold that is in the vault, insured by Lloyd's of London. I have bought a fractional of a real solid gold bar. That is mine. Under, you know, I've got the legal title to that. Well, yes, we can do that. So let's return to the wallet. So now I have a little bit of gold in my wallet. And remember, my card is linked to my gold. You can see that because of the card icons there next to my gold wallet.
Right.
If I go into that, you can see here with the chart at the top, we can look at the price of gold, etc. You can see how much gold I've got in this account. I've got 12 grams of gold. Worth, it's showing me in pounds, but obviously it would show you here in US dollars. And I can also, and if I use my card, I can use it to buy things. You can see what I've done here. That's that American airline truck payment I made earlier.
Yeah.
Shall we just actually try and buy something real life on
there? We have a minute, so.
Okay, let's see. So here's a really good product. Here is a book written by a chap called Kevin Freeman called Pirate Money. Let's go to proceed with checkout at Amazon. Let's see if we could do this in time. So there's all my details. I'm paying with my MasterCard. Let's just check. Order placed. I've just bought that Pirate Money. If I go back into my app and I refresh my app, Amazon. Pirate Money by Kevin Freeman can be bought with 0.2724 grams of gold today.
Jason, that's amazing. You know, we're going to have you back. I want to talk about the implications for state-based constitutional currency. So we'll have you back for another episode. What I want to wrap up with is this. He just showed you that you could take $10 and you could buy a fractional amount of gold. There's no other way to do that. I can't imagine anyone walking into a gold dealer and here's a $10 bill and buying gold. He could have put $14.95 or whatever the cost of pirate money on Amazon is right now. He could have put that exact amount of money into gold and then paid for the book in gold. This is revolutionary. Now, we're going to sum up all of this in our free economic battle plan. You can get it at economicwarroom.com. But I've got some homework for you. Number one, you should buy a copy of Pirate Money and read it or download the Audible. And number two, open a Glint account and test it out. Do what Jason did on your own and see how it works for yourself. Well, we'll summarize all this in our economic battle plan. Remember, what we see as a marketplace, our enemies view as a battle space. This is Kevin Freeman from the Economic War Room.